Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Drax Bites. I'm Drax. I'll be your host. In this little snippet, we're going to talk a bit about the politics of dancing, the politics of conventions, and a variety of exciting things that pertain to your business. Let's get right into it. Well, the politics of dancing. Too many people think a packed dance floor is the measure of success of an event. Technical foul, obstruction of justice. It's not. The most important thing is client satisfaction. If the clients are happy, how many people did or did not dance doesn't matter. What the client thinks is what matters. Now, it doesn't mean you want to have a party with absolutely no dancing, unless, of course, they're Baptist. But what it means is don't focus on the dance floor. Focus on guest interaction. Focus on fun. Focus on moments. Focus on things that matter to people, be it in your photo booth or be it in your DJ service. DJs, obviously, they get fixated on the dance floor. Photo boothers tend to get fixated on they have to get everybody at the party through the booth. No, create exciting experiences and people will migrate there that want to. Because remember, folks, we can never actually force people to do things they don't want to do. We can only lead them to great opportunity. The politics of conventions. Conventions are always political. It's the nature of the beast. Who knows? But needless to say, the best thing you can do, stay out. Don't go to any conference at all unless you can afford to do so from your education budget, which you should have money in your business plan for your education. I've said that a few times, but that's really true. I don't believe in going to conventions on credit cards. It's absolutely not a good business decision. What I believe you need to do is look at your business and develop a plan. Now, a week before a show or 6 months before a show is not necessarily a good time, although greater is better. What you want to do is be able to look and say, do I have the disposable income to assign to a convention? That's what you want to be able to look at if you haven't yet established a convention or an education training budget in your business. So that's the things you want to think about relative to that. And that's not pro any one place, anti any other place. It's across the board. You should go to the events that two things are true. One, you have the money to cover its cost of being there without using debt. Two, there is something you're going to learn at that show by one of the presenters that is a deficiency you need to address. That's what you want to hit. You want to be able to hit and learn something that makes you better. Yes, there is the best educations in the hallways idea, and sometimes that's true, but overwhelmingly, it generally isn't. If you're focused on coming to hear one person speak about something that you've identified as a deficiency, that will be the success point for you. Everything else will be added on. It'll be candy. Now, again, that's not to discourage you from going because you want to go hang out and network with your friends. Again, if you have a convention or an education budget, totally awesome. That's your money. Spend it how you like. But if you're a struggling entrepreneur trying to get your business up and going, trying to be successful, then your education dollars need to matter. You need to take the workshops that will best help you grow your business. You need to go to the conferences that will best help you to grow your business, because they've got a speaker giving a seminar that's talking about an issue that you have. That's the politics of conventions. Again, it's not political. It's focused on your business, on what will help your business be better. Because that's what I want to do, is help you be better, give you good advice that you'll resist the temptation to feel like all the cool kids are doing it. I got to go X, Y, or Z when I can't really afford it, or I'm not really interested in what's being presented by X, Y, or Z person. Don't feel pressured. Instead, make a steady resolve to make good decisions about what events you attend. And again, have an education budget for it, be it photo booth, be it DJ. Be focused on that. Focused on your weaknesses and what you can make into strengths. Now tonight, I'd like to talk a little bit about business. Don't make emotional buying decisions. Because it is convention season and there's a large DJ show in Las Vegas and there is the Photo Booth Expo in Las Vegas at the same time, there will be a lot of people there. And with every conference, we always go in there and we see the ultra cool Humjacker 5000 mixer and we have to have it. Or we see the Galaxy Turbulator 9000 photo booth and we have to have it. Wrong. You don't. Don't buy any capital equipment at a convention, period, unless a few things are true. One, you've examined your needs, what equipment needs to be purchased or replaced, the features and the benefits that will be derived from having this new piece of equipment or this new booth, what have you, have a reason to buy. Know what its current price is in the marketplace. Know what it regularly sells for every day of the week. So when you go to a convention, you're armed with, you have identified a need, not a want, but a need in your business for a piece of equipment. Now you can go to that with the knowledge of what it sells for in the marketplace. That tells you its value price point. Now you can negotiate a great deal with the exhibitor for that. But don't do this. Don't go, oh, by the way, I found it at X, Y, and Z on Amazon for this many dollars less. Will you match that? No. Wrong. Technical foul. Boom. Roughing the passer, whatever you want to call it. Roughing the exhibitor. Exhibitors are what make trade shows happen. It's their dollars, not yours, that largely fund conventions. Don't disrespect other people in our industry that support conventions to provide education by trying to nickel and dime them to match an internet store that doesn't give a crap about you, your business, or anything except taking your dollars. So, you go to the conference, you've identified the need, you've identified the price that it regularly sells for, and now you're prepared to negotiate a good faith offer with the exhibitor, knowing that they often offer exceptional pricing at conventions to sell products. That's the secret. Don't get emotionally attached to a piece of gear. You want to know the best way to decide whether you really need a piece of gear? Use your spouse or significant other. Ask them if you should buy it. Because they'll be the uninvolved, unemotionally attached third party that will ask the big question, why? If you can't answer the big question, why, you don't need to buy it, period. Now, there's always a caveat in that. The caveat is, if you run a really good business with a good business plan, you can look at something and say, that new device has some features that will augment our business and allow it to grow. That's a point. The other is, I want it. I have the capital to spend on it. It's worth my capital investment. And I can recover that capital investment in X amount of months by having it. Does that make sense? You're not buying things just to say, I've got the Ultra Humjacker 5000 or the Galaxy Turbulator 2000. Rather, you're saying, I can make money with this piece of equipment. Adding this piece of gear into my system, be it on the DJ or the photo booth side, makes me money, makes me more money than I spent for it over a period of time, be it 1 year, 2 year, 3. Typically, I got to tell you, my return on investment is 2 years. 2 years. It's got to pay for itself in less than 2 years. If it doesn't, it's not worth buying. If it takes a 5-year recovery, I've lost great opportunities. Yes, you will say, but the tax recovery amortization period is 5 years. That's true, but I don't want to buy gear that pay for itself when I can no longer deduct it. I want to buy gear that pays for itself early, gives me 3 more years to deduct it, making more money with it. Capiche? Got it. That's what we do. You got to run your company to make more money. So when you go to a convention, resist the urge to buy things you don't need because they're flashy, blinky, because they sound cool, because they look super cool. Instead, buy something that you have logically, mentally derived a decision for it's good for your business. When you've done that, then you're going to come into a position where you're going to know exactly the things you need to do in your business. You're going to know exactly what you can expect that to offer to your business. A good example would be, I'm going to upgrade to active speakers. I can give you a couple of great reasons. One, active speakers each have an amplifier, where in the case of a passive situation, you have a 50% chance of one of the channels going bad. You do the same with an active speaker. However, in a power amplifier with passive speakers, you do have the issue of a cascade failure of the power supply. Essentially, both sides go bad because one part of it went bad. So active speakers make a great economical choice and a economic justification because you can have one speaker that could carry you through the rest of the night should one speaker fail. No, I'm not advocating having one speaker at a party, but things happen because I'm also not advocating having 4 more out in the car. A, because it leaves them subject to theft, and B, that's unappreciated capital. It's not earning you money. All the equipment that sits in your rig and not in the party is not accumulating value. That doesn't mean you don't have backup equipment. In my mind, backup equipment is in the room, powered up, ready to go, bada bing, bada boom, I'm switched and I'm going. Because folks, electronics is just electronics. There's a thing called MTBF, mean time between failure. Those numbers are pretty accurate most of the time, but particularly if you buy new technology, new hardware, that's only in the early runs of its production, you could have a device that will have an infant mortality. It fails in its infancy. Now, that's not a bad side on the manufacturer. It just, that is how it is. My goal is I typically only buy technology when it's been in the market a couple of years. Why? Because all the infant mortalities have worked themselves out, and anything that wasn't thought about that's a failure mode has been discovered and picked up, and somebody else paid to do it, not me. So now, as you look at what you do with your money and buying product, buy product that makes you money. You ought to be able to look at any investment that you buy, even if it's a consumable. If you buy glow products or LED flashy wands, batons, you ought to be able to say, if I buy 500 LED wands for 25 cents each, I can provide them to my customer as a value add, not as an upsell, but bringing that to the party will increase the value of my service such that I will make X amount of money. Now, let's look at the same example on a photo booth side. If you're running a photo booth at a party, you should have a second printer ready to go. Because if your printer dies, your booth is toast. If people have come to expect a printed image, you need to be able to deliver a printed image. Not, I'll take your address and mail them to you. Not, I'll give them all to the bride and groom. You need to have that. You need a second camera. You need a second computer. My advice, have them all such that you could put that into play in a matter of a few minutes. Camera goes out, bada bing, bada boom, change. The all-in-one computer goes out, bada bing, bada boom, change. The printer fails, bada bing, bada boom, change. It's one of the reasons I love having a hashtag printer as a photo boother, because worst comes to worst, I can transition the hashtag printer to being just a dedicated printer off my booth. It can become a backup and I sacrifice a hashtag. Because for me, a hashtag printer is always an extra. It's always an add-on that's a freebie. It's part of giving great service. But think about those things. So as you go to the Photo Booth Expo and you look at things, I would tell you, judge the value of its merits. If you're looking for backdrops, buy really high quality backdrops. Big shout out to my friend, Brian Ginsburg. He'll be right next to our booth at the Photo Booth Association booth at PBX. He produces rockin' banner backdrops. He has a ton of other props and things that are great, but I can tell you his backdrops are awesome. Now, on the DJ side of things, you want to look for great people that are great supporters of the industry. Ben Stowe from NLFX Professional is probably my favorite person. Not that there's not other people that do business and support the industry, but Ben is one of the few people you'll see above and beyond on the Facebook groups, communicating, offering input. Ben has offered to come to ADJ local chapters and teach and talk and train. He's done webinars. He gives back to the industry. Subsequently, I'm a little jaded. I'm a big advocate for him because he helps our industry. Now, that's also something for you to think about. What are the vendors that are just simply selling stuff, and what are the vendors that are supporting our industry, i.e., they are at the Photo Booth Expo or they are at the various DJ shows? It's important that it's clearly understood we want to support those people. But now, out of that large S of people that support the shows, I want to support the people that actually go above and beyond and support the industry, that provide education, that provide great commentary and answers to questions in the groups, to help people with their photo booth questions, help them with their DJ sound system questions, help them with their camera systems. It's why I like the people at Imaging Spectrum. It's like why I like Chris Breeze. It's why I like LA Photo Party, because these people get engaged and they get out there. It's why I like Chris Meyer, because he gets out and gets engaged. He doesn't just sit back and gripe. He does something. You know, Wally Carnes, Bill Varenkamp, all of these people are great people. And when I have purchase choices to make, I'm going to be spending them on the people that I think do the most for our industry, that try their very best to make the very best opportunity. And I want to give a shout out to Steve from Australia. He has a great photo booth as well. It's an awesome product. I really like it. And he's a great stand-up guy. You can't beat Steve B. I would say his last name, but I'm sure I would butcher it. You know, so as you think about conventions, think about your goals and objectives. Network as much as you can. If you're coming to Las Vegas this next week, the awesomeness is there'll be not one, but two parties at Marquee, one for the photo booth and one for ADJA. The other cool thing is Drax Bites is going to be live in Las Vegas at the Westgate. John Young and I are going to do the show live right there from the Westgate. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be a great educational opportunity. Hopefully, we'll be live. We'll take Q&A from people in the audience there at the time, or we'll take your calls and things and questions across the internet. So next week, we'll be in Las Vegas. Super parties. Now, if you're going to the Photo Booth Expo, we're going to be running roundtable discussions on both Monday night and Tuesday night. What these two discussions will be is just folks that don't want to go out to the parties, that want instead to focus on networking. The Photo Booth Association has offered to provide this opportunity. If any disc jockeys want to come across and be a part of this networking, there's going to be plenty of networking for everybody, because it's going to be focused on business as well as photo boothography. So there'll be plenty to learn and plenty to network, and who knows, you might even find that you want to get into the photo booth business as another great legitimate business that can earn you great revenue. So we've covered the politics of everything tonight. I hope you've enjoyed our session tonight, and remember, we're here to help you to build and grow your business. That's all we do. We want you to succeed. You. My life will be much blessed when you are more successful. Because if we work together, imagine the things we could do. Imagine what we can create as an industry by working together. That's the only way things really will happen. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've had a great time. Put your comments and questions down below. Hopefully, we'll try to get to those next week in our live show. Again, on behalf of the American Disc Jockey Association, you can reach us at adja.org or on Facebook for ADJA, or you can reach us at thephotobooththeassociation.com or the Photo Booth Association on Facebook. We look forward to it. You can reach me personally as Hugo Drax. Look forward to it. We hope you've had a great evening. Hope there's some nuggets here you can take out and use. Feel free to contact me anytime. I'm here to help you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.